Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of joy. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 11 through 17. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zacharias saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah and Elizabeth knew what it was like to wait. They knew what it was like for their friends and neighbors to have growing families while theirs wasn't. They knew what it was like to live in anticipation for something they weren't sure would ever come. But in their waiting, they were faithful. Can you imagine their surprise when an angel appeared announcing they would have a child even in their old age? And this wouldn't be just any child, but a special child that would usher in hope and joy for all people. They named their son John, and he grew up to be a messenger of joy. He paved the way for Jesus, preaching the good news that God indeed kept his promise. The Messiah is here. John's joy is our joy too, teaching us what it looks like to have a posture of joy in the midst of anticipation. It is joy that is possible because the coming of Jesus brings wayward people back to the Father. Jesus' coming means broken families will be restored, rebellious people will find wisdom, and people will be open to receiving their Lord. We all know what it's like to wait for restoration. Now let's celebrate with joy, making ourselves ready to receive Jesus. In spite of where we've wandered, let us open our hearts to receive Jesus in a new way with a posture of true joy. In these next quiet moments, identify places where you have wandered. How can you reopen your heart to Jesus and choose joy? Help. Help us to return to the Father and embrace the beauty of true joy that is possible only through Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent Reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song Light of the World by Lauren Daigle by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you celebrate with newfound delight as you claim the joy of the Lord this Christmas season.